David's Daily Digital Dollop 221. I'm back in the kitchen, putting away the dishes and washing the dishes. I'd like to say I'm doing this due to the popularity of the last time that I was in the kitchen a few days ago. And a lot of requests have come in, an influx of people saying, can we have another kitchen dollop, David? But it's not because of that, it's just because it's 10:45. I've been very busy today, and I still haven't done the dollop, and I've got loads to still do. So I just thought, rather than writing, why not just say some stuff? So that's what I'm doing. I'm saying some stuff, and I hope that you will find something of worth in this. I was listening to some old folk songs today, and what I find incredible about some of these folk songs is some of the subject matter of the folk songs. Like, how many of them talk about, like, sleeping with underage women, essentially, underage girls, like, taking their virginity and sort of bragging about it, you know, like really kind of going on about it, like, you know, or she was only 14 or something like that, you know, and she was and talking about her body in great detail, and then I'm going into detail about like how they got her pregnant and then ran off and all of this, and there's all these songs, and people still sort of sing these songs, really. And that's one of the weird things about folk songs, is that it's like with sea shanties, there's a lot of racist verses and sexist verses in sea shanties, and should we sing them or should we not sing them, should we change the words, or should we not sing them at all, or should we sing the words with the racist verses and sexist verses intact, but then make reference to it, maybe say, well, you know, this is a song, this is the kind of thing that people were singing, this is interesting, it's interesting from a historical, sociological kind of mindset, of saying, well, this song is about defiling a 14-year-old girl, obviously, you know, we don't endorse that, however, you know, here's a song about it. You know, but it's interesting from a sociological perspective to sort of see how these songs are written and what were going through people's heads and that kind of thing. Maybe there is some validity in that or not, I don't know. The thing that seems ubiquitous about all these folk songs about defiling young girls is that they all sound very jaunty and cheery, and they all seem to have bits in the songs that kind of go, oh, fal-da-diddle-i-do, fal-da-diddle-dee, fal-da-diddle-dee, and it's just like weird, this sort of dichotomy between kind of going, oh, I brought that girl into my bed, and then I stole her maiden head with a fal-da-diddle-dee, fal-da-diddle-i-do, fal-da-diddle-dee-di-do, you know, like really kind of, and it kind of just really jaunty and bragging about it, and then just kind of doing this really cheery do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. It's quite strange. Oh, bit of drama there. I dropped a sieve on the floor. Should we hear that in slow motion? But sometimes you can listen to these lyrics and not really know what they're singing about, or not really be focusing on the lyrics so much. You kind of get so absorbed in the fal-diddly-i-do, fal-diddly-dee, and you're just kind of having a great time. You know, you're in the folk club, you're drinking your beer, and everyone's joining in. Oh, fal-diddly-dee, and you just kind of go, oh, this is nice, isn't it? Fal-diddly-dee, fal-diddly-dee-do, fal-diddly-di-di-do-dee, and you're all just kind of singing along there, thinking, oh, this is good. And then you kind of maybe not really listening to the lyrics, and you don't realise that you're sort of complicit now in this person singing about a woman that is defiled, this little girl that is defiled. It is quite strange, the whole thing. It's as if it kind of justifies it. It's as if the fal-di-rol-di-rees are kind of like a vindicator. It's kind of going, oh, it's absolutely fine. We're all having a good time, aren't we? Fal-di-diddly. Ah, God. That's not part of the song. I've just picked up a bit of raw chicken that must have fallen on the floor. Someone must have dropped on the floor, and it's all this slimy. Oh, oh. Get off. Oh God, it won't come off. It's as if by singing fal-di-rol-di-ree it kind of makes everything okay. Maybe that was kind of Rolf Harris's school of thought. Maybe he thought, oh, I'll get away with this. It won't sound so bad if I, you know, because as soon as you, if you're the kind of person who sings fal-di-rol-di-ree and that kind of thing, you seem like quite a harmless person. And so maybe Rolf Harris had the same idea. That's why he sang diddle-diddle-diddle-um. He liked to do all that kind of weird noise stuff, didn't he? And diddle-diddle-diddle-um, I'm Jake the Peg, diddle-diddle-diddle-um, with my extra leg. Yes, well, we all know what you did with your extra leg, Rolf. Maybe Rolf was aware of this ancient tradition of using, like, fal-di-rols and diddle-diddle-ums to kind of disguise your abhorrent sexual behaviour. So there you go. I think there's a rule. Never trust anybody who fal-di-rols. Who else fal-di-rolled? Come on. Eh? Billy Goat's Gruff. The troll. the troll folderols, didn't he? In the fairy tale, isn't there the song where the troll's on the bridge? You remember, and he says the billy goat's gruff can't cross the bridge, and he's going to eat them. And he does something about folderol as well. I'm the troll folderol. I can't quite remember it.
Across the river bridge was a meadow full of green grass. Under the bridge lived a big bad troll, and all day long he'd sit under the bridge and sing his bad troll song. I'm a troll, fol-de-rol. I'm a troll, fol-de-rol. I'm a troll, fol-de-rol. Fol-de-rol-de-rolly.
So there you go. You can't trust anybody who folderols. That's the rules here. Trolls folderol. Rolf Harris, diddly-lums. All the folky perverts, they folderol. What about the giant from Jack and the Beanstalk? Fee-fi-fo-fum. What's all that about? Why is he doing that? Fee-fi-fo-fum. I've just cottoned onto this, that weirdos, perverts, child abusers and child eaters make weird noises. Folderol, diddly-lum and fee-fi-fo-fum. So it's just something to look out for. If you hear anyone folderolling, then make yourself scarce, children. That's all I'm saying, all right? The dollops can't all be comedy sometimes. They have to have a serious message behind them as well. And this is one of those occasions. So thank you for listening. From me, David Eagle, I'll be back tomorrow. Until then, toodaloo. By the way, toodaloo doesn't count. In case you're thinking, hang on a minute, David's just said toodaloo. That sounds rather circumspect. What are you not telling us, David? Nothing. Toodaloo is perfectly acceptable. It's not the same as folderolling, diddly-lumming or fee-fi-fo-fumming. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Every day, they run and jump and play. Little billy goat, great big billy goat, gruff.